Welcome to the Healing Elixir Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles, and today we will be talking about, first, let me say this. How many people have been going through it? I know I can't hear you guys, but I feel like vibrationally I can feel you. So I know there's a lot of people going through things, if not physically, mentally, emotionally, maybe even financially, especially with everything going on in the world. And it's, how do you find your zen in the midst of chaos? So I got acupuncture the other day. Shout out to Miss Lori if she's listening to this, but I got acupuncture the other day and we were just talking about my anxiety because I've been diagnosed with anxiety for like 3 years now. And I had high functioning anxiety, high function depression. It's been like a multitude of things that I've experienced when it comes to my mental health. And I was just watching something because I wasn't even going to record today, but I was watching, anybody that watches the Umbrella Academy, if you know what that is, it's on Netflix. And the dad locked, what is his name? His name is Klaus. He locked Klaus in like this dungeon or whatever, and it was full of dead people. And he walked in and he was like, "Have you overcome your fears, Klaus?" And he looked at him. He was like, "I'm ready to go." And he said, "You have to become the master of your own life or it'll become the master of you." And I was like, "Huh? How can I apply this?" So recently, so with social settings, social anxiety, I was talking about this on my Twitter, but during this pandemic, we have become so dissociated from socializing. We've become so accustomed to isolation that it's actually debilitating. We don't even know how to talk to people anymore. We don't even know how to go in social settings and socialize. There's a lot of people that still struggle with this. I do. You know, today I went to the store, and I was actually with my mom today. I went to the store with my mom. And she was like, "Alexis looks uncomfortable." However, I was putting myself, because I want to master this. I want to be able to be at peace in any setting. So I put myself out of my comfort zone, even though it was uncomfortable. And just that made me feel good today. It made me feel amazing today, because to somebody else, they'd be like, "Well, you just went outside." But with somebody with like high like anxiety levels go crazy, this was amazing for me. This was a milestone for me today. And even though my mom is the way she is, she's very protective, so she saw that I was frazzled, so she was ready to go. However, we got in the car and we communicated. We effectively communicated. We didn't yell at each other. We were just, she was like, "I got uncomfortable because you got uncomfortable, and we needed to come to a solid ground," because I did walk away from her while she was talking to me because I got frustrated because I felt like I ruined the whole day. You see what your mind can do? Do you see what your mind can do? And we sat in the car and we just talked to each other. And I expressed how I felt and I apologized. And she expressed how she felt. And she was like, "You know what? I don't think I am able to do this with you because I get so protective. So maybe this is something you'll have to do on your own." And I was like, "You know what? That's right. That's okay. That's okay. Like, I'm going to overcome this. I'm going to become the master of my own life so it doesn't become the master of me." So you right now, where are you when it comes to your fears, when it comes to who you are? Who are you? How can you master the things that really cripple you? How can you master the voices in your head? How can you calm your body down when you're so anxious? This all comes with knowing yourself. You have to know yourself. Simple things. what comforts me when I'm at, when I'm anxious or have anxiety? How can I come up with solutions instead of overthinking? How? Can I communicate more? Do I need to communicate more? How can I become the master of my own life before it becomes the master of me? So, you guys, we all have fears. We all do. We all have fears. But once we face them, no matter how strong or how small or whatever, you know, I don't want to categorize if it's big or small, but whatever it is, how can you face it? And are you ready to face it? Are you ready to dig it up and look at it from different angles so that you're able to eradicate that fear from your mind? Are you ready to become the master? You guys, we are in some crazy times. There's a war in consciousness. Everything has to do with the mental. Because I want y'all to take note of the worldly things that are going on, okay? They said something about, what did they say? Okay, yeah, there was a milk shortage and then for babies. And then there was a the gas prices. And then it's the abortion rights. And you see all of these issues. This is all affecting the mental. Why do you think people are committing suicide? This is affecting our mental health. It is affecting. It's like you are getting like fucked from all ends. From all ends, every end. And the only thing that is going to stabilize you is your mental strength. You gotta be solid. You gotta be grounded. You gotta find your peace. It's an inside job. It's an inside job. So I want to tell you, you got this, because I got this, because even me, my anxiety be whipping my ass sometimes. I promise you I'm not perfect. But one thing I am is I'm determined. I'm determined. And you should be too, because that's how much you should love yourself. To do better for you. And when you do better for you, everyone is affected. Becoming the master. You came on this planet. You have a purpose. Speak life into yourself. And don't let any of your fears become bigger than who you are. Because it's all an illusion. I promise you. I promise you. When you start looking at things as they are and not allowing it to affect your frequency, you elevate. And then once you elevate, your frequency gets higher and you start to attract all of the things that your heart actually desires, not what your fears are attracting to you. Because you attract how you feel. You attract how you feel, not what you say. So how do you feel? Do you even know? Do you even know how to feel feelings when you walk outside? Do you experience today, or do you just walk through it? Do you look at the trees? Do you feel the breeze on your skin? Do you really experience life? Or are you on the hamster wheel? It's time for you to get off. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal. Let's elevate. Let's upgrade your reality.